Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, and welcome to the very first Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast of the week. And of course, we begin with the reaction to the final day of the Premier League season, where, of course, Liverpool, annoyingly, and Chelsea, incredibly, both qualified for next season's Champions League. And Brendan Rodgers' Leicester fell short, meaning, of course, they will have to settle for Europa League football once again next season. This was how the battle for top four and five, of course, although it wasn't really a battle for five, so yeah, I was right when I said four, but it's too late now. Anyway, this is how it all sounded on TalkSport.
So a season that drifted towards disaster is saved in the final act. Liverpool will take their place with the best of the rest in Europe next season. Liverpool 2, Palace 0.
It's outstanding. It's the best I could have dreamt of last night. So we wanted to have this feeling. We wanted to have this game. We wanted to have this atmosphere. But that we finished the season at third is absolutely incredible. I can't believe that. Congratulations to the boys. What they did in the last, the whole year, but how it worked out then in the last few weeks, that's absolutely incredible.
Crazy, surreal. Yeah, two words you could describe their season. 23rd of May, where do they want to be? Top four. They've got a team full of winners. They've reacted and responded and recovered well from that really difficult time in the season. And they've come together and, you know, some of the big players are not there, but they'll be there in the background, and it's a big achievement.
Leicester City's heartbreak is complete. 8 days after winning the FA Cup final, they've thrown away the chance to finish in the top four and a place in the Champions League. It's Leicester 2, Tottenham 4.
I know in 24 hours when I reflect on it, I'll have immense pride and everything that the club has done and what we've tried to achieve this year. We've played 2 years of non-stop football, and I said to the players beforehand, what we've done in that 2 years, we've gone from sort of being in that mid-table to being a team that's challenging at the very top. We've got our hands on a trophy and made history for the club, and you've all improved as players, and we've got to take our medicine today.
I think at the start of the season, if you'd said Leicester would win the FA Cup, I think they'd have taken any position down to 17th. I really would. The fact they've been in the top four for so long is what's the disappointment.
Despite the fact that there is a lot of excitement amongst the Leicester fans and a lot of pride as well, there is one little note of concern, especially when they woke up on Friday morning to see back page stories linking you with the job at Tottenham Hotspur. Can you allay those fears?
Yeah. Yeah, 200%. I absolutely love it here. Tottenham is a club that's one of the biggest clubs in Europe. It's a fantastic club. The stadium's amazing. They've got great players. And obviously they'll be looking for a manager in the summer. I absolutely love it here. You know, we're in the middle of a project that we're 2.5 years in.
Listen, Leicester are really becoming a good team, a good football club, as you said, Daz. The FA Cup, you just see them, Kasper Schmeichel, take the owner onto the pitch. Not many other football teams would do that, by the way, with their owner. So I think he's got it cushy there, and I think he enjoys it.
He's got a bit scrappy, he got a bit nervy. It was out of their hands in the end. Tottenham have helped Chelsea into the Champions League. Full-time on a big day at Villa Park. Aston Villa 2, Chelsea 1.
Yeah. We are lucky that Tottenham did the job for us and finished the job for us today. Like I said, we came to win and to put any doubts to the side, but was not possible, obviously, for us. But we are in the position, and we were in the position, that it was even possible to end up in top four with a defeat. And that was possible because of the team's hard work and consistently good results. And we need to adjust details, and we need to be spot on Saturday. If we want to have a positive outcome.
Do you think there's any kind of elements in terms of Chelsea have been there before in terms of the Champions League final and got it done? Manchester City have never been there. Do you think that, I know Pep has, but Chelsea has been there before. I think Petacek, he's in and around the squad. I think they know they've been there before.
Blue is the colour, football is the game, we're all together, and winning is our aim.
They are spineless, because they've bottled two finals now, and if they're going to do it again next week, then I've lost all faith in them. And what? I'm sick of it, and it has done nothing else but to ruin my day, this football club.
Kane, listen to me. You've got nothing to moan about. We lost the day, tough nuts. You've seen a lot of success, and you know it. Stop whinging, support the club, and carry on.
Boring, boring.
Yeah, you're boring, pal. You
boring.
Want to
boring.
So cheer us on through the sun.
Now to the champions, Manchester City, who beat Everton 5-0 and celebrated by lifting the Premier League trophy at home. Pep Guardiola, Guardiola's side still have the Champions League final to play on Saturday against Chelsea. Come on, Chelsea, which is live on TalkSport, obviously. Sergio Aguero scored in his final game at the Etihad, where it was absolutely pouring down, that's the word I'm looking for, in Manchester, with the club landing their fifth Premier League title.
Now, Jake Tindall walks over. He hands the trophy to Fernandinho. Fernandinho lifts it to the skies. The pyrotechnics explode into the grey Manchester skies. Flames shooting into the air. All the City team bounce on the platform. Fernandinho with the trophy aloft.
I think Ederson winning the Golden Glove, he might as well give half that trophy to Ruben Dias and John Stones, because that partnership, the desperation and the pride that they have about keeping the ball out the back of the net was outstanding, and it was a joy to watch. As you know, for a Manchester City fan, we don't usually have defenders like that. You know, we've always been good going forward, but we've always struggled at the back, and that's completely changed now. Ruben Dias has been brought into this side, and that partnership that them two have forged has been second to none.
City 5, Everton 0. It's a brace for Aguero. He overtakes Wayne Rooney's record. That's 184 Premier League goals. A header for the ball from the right-hand side. Excellent, typical Aguero. City 5, Everton 0.
What an amazing, amazing striker we've had for the last 10 years. What a servant for the Manchester City Football Club and the fans. He's been brilliant.
Fairy tale moment. So we won the game, and Sergio, we spoke yesterday. What do you want to do? How do you feel for your little niggles for the last week? And you want to play in the beginning, play the second half. So, and he decided maybe the last 30 minutes. So, but he didn't tell me. So I need just 30 minutes to score two goals. So, and he did it again. So. Yeah, it's perfect.
On out to West Ham, who beat Southampton, meaning the Hammers will be in the Europa League next season. Hurrah, said Hammers fans in the 50s.
Declan Rice, it's 3-0 to West Ham. The skipper with the crowning glory, and West Ham's European adventure can begin now, all right.
The job is to try and improve your football club, to get them higher up the league. I think to raise expectations, you know, to give everybody a feeling that, you know, we've got ambition. So I want all that. You know, I'm at an age in management where I'm experienced. I want the moments. I want to be playing against the big teams. I think the Europa League will have a lot of really good sides in it next year, which I hope that we get a chance to play against. I would have taken the Conference one. I wouldn't have said no to that either, because it would, for us, I think it's a big achievement, and we'll look forward to it.
Finally, I guess the immediate future, go home, glass of whiskey, and sign that contract.
Yes, that'll be happening shortly. There's not too much problem with that. I'll go back, sign a bit of time off, looking forward to watching the Euros. Watching Scotland at the Euros will be great this year, and you know, we'll see how. But I'm wishing my boys who are playing all good luck.
So as we heard earlier, Spurs beat Leicester 4-2, would you believe? Meaning Spurs will be in the Europa League Conference next season. Hold up, Europa League Conference? Don't you mean Europa League? No, I don't. I mean it's the brand new competition starting next season, where of course there's a prize for the winner. Yeah, you get into the Europa League the following season. Yeah, pointless. Anyway, what does this mean for Harry Kane? And has he played his last game for the club? Here's their interim boss, Ryan Mason.
Kane wins the Golden Boot, finishing one ahead of Mo Salah on 23 goals. Harry Kane.
He's the best player in the Premier League. Most goals, most assists. I think it says it all. I feel very honoured to have played with him. We had some amazing experiences together coming through the ranks, and I've been very fortunate enough as well over these past 5 weeks to have coached him. And he turned up again today. He scored important goals in important moments and showed moments of brilliance. So from an individual point of view, I'm very pleased that Harry's got another Golden Boot to add to the collection.
And Kane scores and pierces the atmosphere of the King Power Stadium. Harry Kane scores for Tottenham Hotspur. Well, is that a going away present?
I honestly think he'll be at Tottenham at the start of the season next year. Whether he will at the end of the transfer window, I don't know. But
do you think he will?
I hope he will.
No.
But
do you think he will?
If you're Tottenham and there's a player there that's clearly going to be unhappy if he stays, I think you have to cash in. If you're offered enough, you cash in and you try and rebuild, because you don't want an unhappy player.
On to the other games in the Premier League. Basically, the meaningless one, starting with Manchester United, who already qualified for the Champions League, beating Wolverhampton Wanderers in Nuno Espirito Santo's final game as manager at Molineux.
Wolves 1, Manchester United 2. United spoiled Nuno's final game in charge, though he still received a big reception.
And I have to thank the fans for all that they gave us, all the support since the beginning in the championship. There was not only one moment that didn't felt this support, and I'm the one that is really thankful.
And in front of 10,000 at the Emirates, Arsenal sign off the season in style with a victory. As things stand, it's not enough to get them ahead of Spurs and into the Europa Conference.
It's incredible, because with 61 points last year, you finished fifth, and now it's not enough. But as well, it tells you the level on this league, where it's going and where it's heading, and I think next season it will be even harder.
It finished Fulham 0, Newcastle 2. Steve Bruce's side beat last season's points tally and finish in 12th. Remarkable.
The backroom staff, I can't thank them enough, because there's been some dark times and we've all had to dig in really, really deep. There's times when, you know, things have been bleak, so I won't forget them. But the way we finished, when we needed it, when we really, really needed it, then they've been fantastic. So let's hope that continues next season.
Fulham 0, Newcastle 1, and it's 7-7 for Joe Willock. Surges forward from inside his own half, puts the ball past Rodak in his last game in a Newcastle shirt.
We're delighted. Can we keep him? We'll try our very, very best. He's thoroughly enjoyed it, which, hey, helps. But yeah, has an impact, and has to be, with the problems we had. But he gives us that wonderful running power from midfield, which is there for everybody to see.
And we finish with Danny Kelly and the gang on Andy Goldstein's Trans Europe Express, which a lot of people say, not as good as when I used to do it. Okay, not even me. It is better with Danny.
Against the incredible Death Star might of the petrodollars of PSG, Lille are the champions of France. It doesn't need a headline. Those words are the headline. Lille are champions of France. Andy, we know France is your particular bailiwick. Just give us a feel of how important this is and what an amazing achievement, given, as I say, the sheer firepower of Paris Saint-Germain.
It's phenomenal, and I think it all goes back to the coach, Christophe Galtier. There are a lot of stars on the pitch this season, including Burak Yilmaz, Boubacary Soumaré, who may well end up at Leicester City, Jose Font, who, as people have pointed out, James Gearbrandt, the journalist, has pointed out on Twitter, 10 years ago was playing in Ligue 1, not Ligue 1. Galtier is defend properly, be tough, don't get beaten. And when he picked up Bielsa's squad in 2017, not just did he get a club that was in financial crisis and threatened with administrative relegation, even if they did stay up points-wise, but a completely demotivated, disparate squad that really wasn't his type of players either. So to mould that into a team that stayed up in itself was a fantastic effort. Then on the back of that, he got them into the Champions League the very next season after they got their financial reprieve from the DNCG, which is the French Financial Control Board. They should have been in the Champions League last season instead of Rennes, but of course, Ligue 1 finished just like that with the pandemic, unlike its competitors in major European leagues. But they came back this season, and they are not just the winners of Ligue 1, they have been the best team in Ligue 1.
That's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back, of course, on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. tonight, which I think, I might be wrong, but I think because it was all live on YouTube last week and the figures were quite good and the bosses were very happy, I think I'm on YouTube tonight. But there's only one way to find out. Well, there's probably loads of ways to find out. You could tweet me, although I'm never going to reply. You could Instagram me. More likely to on that, actually, Andy Goldstein 05. You could phone up TalkSport and ask them. I mean, all you've got to do is someone picks up the phone and goes, hello, TalkSport. You go, can you tell me if Andy Goldstein's show is live on YouTube tonight? Yes, it is. Thanks very much. That's all you need to do. There are other ways. Anyway, it doesn't matter. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. Until then, thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for having a smile on your face. And thanks for just about everything that I can thank you for, even though I don't know you. In the meantime, have a great day. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.